This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Jack O'Donnell joining us right now on the Trocare College Hotline. We're getting an insider look into Albany and the budget process. We're hearing a little bit more of what's in the budget, including Jack. News that the city of Buffalo had been waiting on for over a week after the budget deal was announced in Albany, finally finding out that key budget measures to balance the city's budget are to be included, including a hotel bed tax and more. Is it strange at all that we're still finding things out about this agreement a week after it was announced?
Good morning. Yes, I think almost everything about the New York State budget process is pretty strange. And one of the biggest parts of that is the secrecy. As you mentioned, the governor announced last week, an agreement in principle, but that still left a lot of things still to be decided. And as of today, we still haven't seen any bills or any language, but that is supposedly, according to the speaker, coming later today or tomorrow at the latest. It's really that language that we need to see to understand what this budget is going to do.
You know, how significant is it, if you can, Jack, that Chris Scanlon got these proposals approved or got the word that they will be approved?
Well, it's a very big deal. I mean, Buffalo, no secret that there's a lot of financial challenges there, and sort of what they look like and having to wait. We saw from the control board earlier this week about some concerns. This won't allay all of those concerns, but a big step forward, I think, for the city and for Acting Mayor Scanlon. You know, a lot of this comes down to Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes, who, from Buffalo, the number two person in the assembly. She had the biggest role in driving this thing over the finish line.
All right, so some big news for Buffalo, but of course that's not all that's in the budget. You know, we heard from Carl Hasty early in this process, who said he's not a fan of including policy discussion in the budget talks, but I don't know. Is he the only one who's not a fan? Because there's plenty of that, isn't there?
There is plenty of policy, and really that's what's led to a lot of these delays. The speaker has repeatedly said how much he doesn't like that. I think some of his members feel the same way. But frankly, this is the point where the governor and her predecessors, this is where they have the most say, they have the most leverage. And so this governor, her predecessor, all the way back to the Pataki era, some of this goes back to some lawsuits where the court found the governor had a little more power in this process, and it'll continue unless that changes.
Jack, what is happening that the legislature is not voting yet on budget bills? So what is the holdup?
Well, we mentioned a number of these things that actually just weren't resolved. I think the City of Buffalo piece is some of that. There's been You know, a lot of other big local issues. There's a huge fight over the Nassau County Medical Center, sort of like ECMC in Western New York. There's been a big fight over if federal cuts come or when federal cuts come, how much power the governor is going to have versus needing to reconvene the legislature. It sounds like, again, we haven't seen the language, but the governor will be able to make cuts to state programs if there's $2 billion in federal cuts, and then the legislature would have 10 days to either approve those or come up with their own plan. But the mechanics of that without, you know, reacting and doing that mid-budget without bringing 213 folks back to Albany and reopening this whole process, that's been a big part of the last week.
There was a budget extender that was approved last week. I think it expires this week. Will there need to be another one?
Well, the hope in the legislature is that bills will start being printed tonight and they can be voted on tomorrow. If that's the case, we can probably sneak through. That extender does expire tomorrow, but we'll see.
Does it say anything, you know, kind of going back to these budget items regarding the city of Buffalo and things that they need here to balance the budget, does it say anything that this agreement was announced and it wasn't for an entire week later until we got clarity? Because we asked the mayor about this just a couple of days ago and it was still up in the air until it seemed like last night. It was still a week until we got clarity that these things would be included in the budget, that no one was able to hop on a phone or anything like, hey, is this, you got an agreement? Did we make it? Is there anything to read into that?
Well, I think that's because you had some differences of opinion between the Senate, right? We saw a different fiscal plan from State Senator Sean Ryan. We've heard from Senator April Baskin with questions about Mayor Scanlon's proposal. I think really what you saw is that the Senate was in one place and the Assembly was in the other. And so that needed to be resolved.
You know, is there a split in the Western New York State Legislature delegation as to whether they're behind Scanlon or Sean Ryan among Democrats?
I think so. I think you see that. I think you see that in Democratic primaries with, people splitting and some of that. I don't know that some of those folks have made endorsements in the race. So, you know, also to be clear, a number of these, certainly the bed tax issue, that was something that Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes was pushing last year as well, right? So it's something that I think she believes in and sees as a productive opportunity to raise revenue here.
Well, some opportunity there, and we'll see what happens in the next coming days if this gets the final passage. Jack, thank you. Jack O'Donnell joining us.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.